Currently, the Senate does not have the votes for the GOP plan, but Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul says that doesn't mean opponents of the measure should be complacent.
I have one bit of advice for people in the state of New York and, in fact, the rest of the country. If this becomes the law of the land, what they're proposing, number one, don't get sick, and number two, definitely don't get old, because those are two conditions that are covered now. And we've given millions of people the dignity of having health care coverage, which will be absolutely pulled back and watered down and in some cases absolutely eliminated. And that's a very scary prospect.
Hochul says New York stands to lose up to $7 billion a year in aid for Medicaid recipients and other related health plans. That would impact hospitals and nursing homes, which are the largest employer in many communities. The state health department estimates that 1 million poor and working and middle-class New Yorkers could lose coverage. Hochul says only the ultra-rich would benefit from the plan.
If you're in the top 1% of income earners, you're just high-fiving it, because you are going to receive, on average, a $37,000 tax cut.
The House of Representatives struggled to pass a repeal and replacement plan earlier this year until they came up with some amendments that would pull in enough yes votes, and the Senate is now expected to do the same. One of those amendments was crafted to gain the support of two upstate New York congressmen, Chris Collins and John Faso. It would require New York State to pay for the county's share of Medicaid costs at a price tag of $2.3 billion a year. That amendment is included in the Senate plan. Hochul calls it a betrayal and a disgrace.
Who does that? I mean, who goes to Washington to bring less back to their state, less back to their districts?
Collins and Faso contend that county property taxpayers would benefit from the plan by seeing their taxes go down. Hochul in 2011 and 12 held the congressional seat now occupied by Collins. She lost the election to him partly due to her vote for Obamacare. She says she's happy being lieutenant governor, though, and does not foresee a rematch. Bill Hammond with the fiscal watchdog group the Empire Center agrees that the state stands to lose billions of dollars under the Senate's health care plan. He says, in fact, New York, which has a larger Medicaid budget than most states, would be more severely penalized under the Senate plan than most other states. The Senate version would enact a stricter Medicaid funding limit on higher spending states than on states that spend smaller amounts on government-financed health care.
It kind of targets high-spending Medicaid states. It says if your spending per enrollee is more than 25% above the national average, you're going to take a little extra haircut on your federal aid.
Which adds up to billions of dollars over the years. Hammond says the governor and legislature would have to make some big changes in the state budget in order to cope. One option, cutting health care benefits, which he says would likely be politically unpopular.
So then you're left with, do we cut payments to providers? There would probably be some of that. And do we raise taxes or find the money elsewhere in the state budget?
After health care, the next largest portion of the budget is aid to education, which would also be politically difficult to cut. Hochul says she's not ready yet to discuss potential cuts in the state budget, and she believes the Senate vote can be stopped. She cites a recent poll that found only 17% of Americans actually want to repeal the ACA. New York's two U.S. senators, Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand, both Democrats, oppose the Senate Republican plan. They've offered their own scathing assessments. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.